Let's just start with Syria and ISIS. You've asked for the Obama administration to come to you with an authorization
right.
for the use of force. Is that a constitutional issue in your mind, or is this being mishandled militarily?
Well, first of all, I have been pushing the administration for them to send us a draft of the authorization that they would like to have, and I'm pretty certain that's going to happen this week. We have been in constant conversation with them actually since last summer regarding that, and I think have played a very constructive role. The second piece of that, though, is what is the plausible way forward in Syria, in particular relative to ISIS? And, of course, as you know, ISIS now is in 8 countries, not just Iraq and Syria. And so as you look at an authorization for the use of military force, you have to look at it in a non-geographic way because there are franchises of ISIS sprouting up all around the world, which, again, is a security issue to Tennesseans and to Americans. So I think we want to look at both. And you're going to see us, assuming the AUMF comes up this week, and again, I'm pretty certain that it's going to come. I've been in constant conversation with them. I've talked directly with the president. I was with Joe Biden and John Kerry this weekend in Munich and talked about a number of these issues. But there's two things that we want to do. We want to make sure the legal language is in place to authorize them. But even more important, we want to make sure that, there's a plausible way forward that where we know that the strategy, the thinking on how we're going to deal with ISIS, especially in Syria, is one that stands the test of time.
How strong do you think ISIS is right now?
How strong?
Yes, sir. How strong is it? Is it getting stronger, or has it been weakened?
Well, I think it depends on which geography you're talking about. Certainly in Iraq, and I sat down and spent about 30 minutes with the president of Kurdistan, who I hope to see again soon, but this weekend, and they've done the Peshmerga in northern Iraq has done an outstanding job in dealing with ISIS. They are the people that have been willing to put their lives on the line to counter ISIS, and so they've made some gains there. On the other hand, in Syria, obviously ISIS has continued to be very difficult to deal with, and we have nobody on the ground really in an organized way that is dealing with them. We do have the Syrian opposition, but as you know, while they're trying to deal with ISIS, Bashar Assad, who is the leader of Syria, is barrel bombing him. And that's some of the disjunctedness, if you will, that regarding our strategy, if you will, in Syria and how we actually have an effective ground effort against ISIS. And then, as you know, ISIS is cropping up in other places, and ISIS is doing has been successful in dealing with recruiting people not only to come to the jihad in especially Iraq and Syria, but they've been effective in being able to pull people into their cause over the social media. And so one of the concerns that we have, obviously, for Tennesseans and for Americans is, will they be able to cause people just through social media to want to do things to disrupt the everyday way of life that Tennesseans and Americans lead?
Do you think, given what you're saying about there being nobody on the ground in Syria, do you think that the U.S. should be playing a more direct role militarily in Syria?
Well, I think there is we are already. There are programs that have been underway for some time. I think there's a question of if we can actually find, especially an Arab face on the ground, Arab countries that are willing to be on the ground. Are there things that the professionalism of the United States Special Forces and other things that might be used to not necessarily be on the front lines or to be part of any kind of infantry, but to just leverage those efforts? I mean, there are things that the United States is able to do that other countries aren't. And so, again, everybody wants to get to that point in the debate. But the first point is, first of all, what is that plausible way forward? Are there Arab countries that are willing to actually put up? There's a lot of talk, but are there Arab countries that are willing to put up on the ground in Syria? We've been, again, more effective in Iraq both with the Peshmerga, the Kurds. The Iraqi military has, you know, strengthened itself. There's the Shia militias that we have to be somewhat concerned about. They've been effective, but are they taking advantage of Sunni populations as they go in and do what they're doing? And as you know, they're very closely tied to Iran. And then there's this whole National Guard element in Iraq that we're getting ready to build upon. But again, that those elements right now are missing in Syria, and we've got to figure out a way to create an effort that causes Arabs to want to be on the ground countering ISIS in a more professional way.
When you start talking about special forces, and it sounds like maybe advisors, you're potentially talking about people from Tennessee being sent to Syria. At least to work with the.
Well, I'm not talking about anything yet, and I know again the media, and I respect certainly what you do, and I've enjoyed working with you through the years. But I'm not talking about anything now. I'm talking about a legal authorization that will help guide how we move ahead, and we'll begin that debate as soon as the president sends an authorization forward, which is usually the first step. So I look forward to you'll be watching that. I know you're very attuned to what's happening here, and we'll see how that unfolds.